This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Lions and Green Bay coming up on Thursday. So I was trying to figure out, Gator, how much we should care about the one seed. How much we should care about the one seed. So we've had this format of seven teams making the postseason for 4 years. And the one seed, it changed everything. Like prior to that, the one seed and the two seed got the first round byes. There was a wild card weekend and then they played. But now the one seed is the only one that gets the first round bye. And we all know the other six at play and then three survive. The lowest remaining seed takes on the one seed. How much do we care? Well, the 4 years that there have been, that we've had this format, meaning there's a total of 8 1 seeds, four in the AFC, four in the NFC. How many do you suppose one seeds made the Super Bowl?
Of the 4 years?
Yep. 8 total one seeds.
Twice. I don't know.
Okay, it's 4. Okay, so half of the Super Bowl teams have been one seeds. And only one seed has won the Super Bowl, but at that point, being a one seed gives you nothing. You're not playing at home. You know, the bye doesn't really matter. Both teams have a bye leading into the game. Should it really matter a ton to us? Well, the other option is, of course, the having to play an extra playoff game. And if you're not the one seed, you are likely to, but not guaranteed to have to go on the road at some point. Well, it's silly to say that the Lions couldn't win on the road. They're 6-0 on the road this year with 3 wins over playoff teams and 2 wins over teams on the cusp of the playoffs. Indianapolis is the next first team out in the AFC, and Arizona is a game out of the playoffs in the NFC West. Lions have been road warriors. The wins over Houston, Minnesota, and Green Bay, all playoff teams. They also won one in crappy weather at Green Bay. If they have to go to Philly in crappy weather, it would be hard, no doubt about it, but they absolutely could win that game. Some other possibilities for a postseason weather game. If they have to go to Green Bay would have to pass them in the regular season, or maybe even Seattle can have pretty brutal conditions in the Pacific Northwest. So how much should they want the one seed? I think they should really want it, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's not devastating if they don't get it, I guess is the way I look at it. I want it because I think this team needs all the rest that they can get. for the playoff run, and particularly when it comes to guys like Aiden Hutchinson, if you're hoping that he's going to be available to you at some point in the playoffs, if that's a real possibility, then yeah, I want to be able to prolong this as long as possible so that you can have your full complement of players. But it's not a devastating look. I mean, the Lions last year, what they did last year was spectacular, and that wasn't a one seed, and they should have beaten the team on the – well, I shouldn't say should have. They could have beaten, you know, San Francisco in the NFC Championship game and found themselves in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so half the one seed since we've gone to this format have made the Super Bowl. One seed has won a Super Bowl. 2-4s made it 1 year. That was the year that the Rams and the Bengals made it. Kansas City made it last year as a 3, and they went to the one seed and beat Baltimore. And I think the other one was New England, who made it and won. Or was it Tampa? Tampa made it and won. It was Tom Brady, right? I think it was the other one. But anyway, Kang, how important do you think this one seed thing is? How much would you be going for it?
I think it's very important.
Okay.
It's not just the week off, and if you want to count that as a victory, playoff victory or not, you know, getting the bye, you know, that's up to you. But to me, it is about the home games. Listen, we know the Lions can win on the road. They've done it so much now. It's like, you know, it's second nature to this team. But I don't want to go on the road. I think going to Philly could be a problem. Going to Seattle could be a problem. If you don't win this division and you get a wild card, you're going to go on the road and play another division winner. I think this stuff is important. Listen, they played in Green Bay and Goff came out and said, I thought we were the warm, you know, the dome team, all that stuff. Yeah, so I know they have that chip on their shoulder and they can pull that off. But I don't want to if I don't have to. And I think weather does matter. Philly, the wind, I don't know what's going to be like. Seattle, I don't want to do that if I don't have to. And it's stating the obvious, but I think it is. And I think it's more important than people realize. Just because the Lions have been winning on the road, at some point that could easily, hey, this is the playoffs. It's, you know, win or go home. And, hey, before you know it, the wind did play a role, and it didn't have to.
So I guess here is my proposal. What we hear in these times is when this guy gets hurt, somebody's going to have to step up. That guy gets hurt, somebody else is going to have to step up. But what coaches do more than just say it's the backup that needs to step up, they'll say, well, the offense is going to have to be better. And our special teams are going to have to be better. With a defense that's been ravaged by injuries, that gets cited a lot. And here's what I'm proposing. If you think the one seed is important, if you think that is something they should absolutely be going for at all costs, then that means Amon-Ra St. Brown is deep on punt returns. Or Jameson Williams or Terrion Arnold. I guess those guys are lobbying Dave Phipp to return punts. And the reason is, yeah, it comes with a risk. But if you can get one of them to take one to the house or give you a better field position or get a 20-yard return, which is two less first downs that the offense has to get, if you can be better on special teams, that's one way to do it. I understand that there is an injury risk that comes with, but it's not as like I'm you know, telling them to cross into the Russian front. You know, and we're just saying that you just want this team to ask. If you're asking a little bit more of everybody, I think strategically that is something that you can do, is put those positions in players, put those players rather in positions to help make your special teams better. And, you know, if you don't like the idea, I mean, that's cool. I understand it. But if the one seed is really that important, then I would go ahead and put guys back there. This isn't exposing him to, you know, 50 more hits the rest of the way. It's exposing him to a chance to take a hit here and there.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with when it gets to, I guess, using those guys. I don't know if I want to use them too early just yet, but at some point you may feel the need. And it's, I think it's a game-by-game basis. It's a situation-by-situation basis. You can always go to that if you need to. If you feel like you need that extra spark, then go ahead and put St. Brown or Jameson Williams back there. The issue that I would have with Jameson Williams is, am I sure he's going to catch the ball? I'm almost 100% sure that St. Brown's going to catch it. But I don't have that same confidence with J-Mo.
Right. Well, whoever it might be that gives you the best chance to A, catch it, and B, give you an explosive return.
Don't be afraid.
They released Mo Alexander, so people who don't know. And maybe it's not even about the one seed. Because if you don't win the division, and this thing is still a battle, you're on the road the entire postseason.
Yeah.
And so if you're asking for more, is this a risk worth taking? 248-539-9797. You're on board?
Yeah, I don't have too much of an issue. Like I said, to me, it's situational. Yep. I think I still, for the game on Thursday, I would expect that Tom Kennedy or Donovan Peoples-Jones is brought up to the roster, probably for that role. But if you have to, if you need something like lightning in a bottle, then you can go to it.
Kang, you okay with this?
Only situationally. I don't want him to start the game back there just because.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
He's quote unquote the best punt return on the team. I'm talking about JMO or St. Brown. Because for me, I just want my special teams, my bar is low. Don't lose me the game. Don't fumble. Don't go backwards. End of story. Now, everything else is kind of like, you know, icing on the cake. Khalif, great punt returner, right? I think he's got one return this year for a touchdown. So, I mean, my question is, how much are you gaining by putting JMO back there as opposed to somebody else? Are you gaining that significant amount of an advantage?
It depends who their options are. I would imagine that if it's a decision between JMO and Tom Kennedy or ASB and Donovan Peoples-Jones, I think you're gaining enough to make it worthwhile, even if it's just a couple first downs, if it's 20 yards.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.